Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
In downtown Richmond sits a library formally founded in 1823 by the Virginia General Assembly. But in 2017, this library on East Broad Street gives off museum vibes.
This is our exhibit gallery, and it's on Prohibition.
Greg Kimball is the Director of Public Service and Outreach at the Library of Virginia. He peruses the library's nearly 6 million volumes, distilling information with other curators and archivists. Then he works with designers to make engaging exhibits.
Here's a list of state agents. This is in 1931, a Cadillac Phaeton, a Roadster. So these are really fast cars. Well, then you have to ask the question, why are they driving these really fast cars? Because they're trying to catch these bootleggers who are also driving really fast cars through the mountains.
But not everyone who goes to the Library of Virginia goes for an exhibit. Last year, close to 40% of the library's 200,000 visitors came to trace their family history.
Beatley Circulation, how can I help you?
Can I have your library card number, please?
Inside of Alexandria's Beatley Central Public Library are book sales, people using computers, and a group of children playing under a mural in the children's section. I spoke with Fatma Hassan, an immigrant to the United States, who visits the library with her daughter.
I came like 4 to 3 times a week, and I bring my daughter to play, and I borrow a book for my son and my daughter and me, and I like this library.
Children are a big part of our services, so I'd say at least 40 to 50% of our circulation is just from children coming to the library and checking books out.
That's Linda Wesson, Division Chief for Alexandria Library. This year, the number of visitors increased by almost 5%. Library circulation, the process of checking out books and other materials, is up almost 20%. Visitors who come to Alexandria's libraries come for numerous reasons. For some, like Jamie Walther, it's a way of getting to know the neighborhood.
I like it. I just moved to the neighborhood a couple of months ago. Always one of the first places that I look for when I move into a new neighborhood, where the library is, and hopefully it's within walking distance.
For others, like Meg Talley, it's a way of discovering family history.
It's actually my first time here, and I'm researching my family's history. My grandfather used to work at the torpedo factory during World War II.
The number one question I get is, oh my gosh, what are you reading, and do you have any books you'd recommend for me?
Sherry Henry is the Director of Library Services at Roanoke County Public Library. She's been on the job for a few months and says she loves the identity of Roanoke County's 6 branch libraries, specifically libraries Bent Mountain and Mount Pleasant.
The feel when you walk into those two, which I love, they are going to feel a little bit more like the old general store, right, where everybody knows each other and they come to chat as much as they come to get materials.
Although Henry serves a smaller community, she's driven to expand the library's presence, provide expertise, and bring people to their community space, connecting Roanoke to the world, even to those who are more inclined to Amazon.
There will be people that don't know about us. So yes, of course, we want them to know and we want them to come in our buildings. But if they don't want to come, we're still their library if they're in this area.
So, whether you're into exhibits and family history, or you want to drop your child off for story time, there's a library for you in Virginia. And don't forget, library cards are free. I'm Jason Fuller.